Is that Eli Hides on line four, Elif, or seven? Is it Eli? This is Sean Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about you here in Chicago. People have been talking about you all across the country. I guess you're not surprised to hear that, huh?
Little surprised. I mean, I don't mind being a part of the story, but I really wish it was more on Albert and his achievement. I didn't know it was going to blow up as big. No, I've been sort of naive through the whole thing, actually.
You sound a little distraught. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm just trying to slow my speaking down until I talk really fast during interviews.
Oh, I see. Well, so far, so good. So here's the deal. We talked about this last week. Albert Pujols picked up his 2,000th RBI. Only three other baseball players, and certainly the modern era, have been able to do that. And Pujols gets his 2,000th RBI. In this case, it was on a home run that was hit in Detroit, and you were at the game. He plays for the Angels. He's the visiting team. And so, as a result, that 2,000th RBI ball is in the stands, and it's in your hands. Did you catch it on the fly or on a bounce?
It was a bounce, and it was just lying on the ground. I reached out and picked it up. It was really, really lucky.
You didn't even know, as I understand it, that it was his. I mean, we get distracted during games, and all of a sudden the ball's rolling down. You pick it up and didn't even realize it was the Pujols 2,000th ball, huh?
Well, we had just sat down, so I didn't even know who was at bat. Tigers, Angels. Like, we had just scurried into the stadium because of the rain delay.
And then the people from MLB then come up to you and say, all right, listen, come with us. We're going to get you an autographed Pujols baseball in exchange for this valuable souvenir that you have in your hand. And the story has been that you didn't like how they approached it. They were a little aggressive and assertive, and you didn't want to give up the ball. Is that right?
I didn't have time to process it. I just wanted to think about it, and they really did not like me thinking about it. I don't really like how I gave the black eye here, and I'm trash talking my own team. But yeah, I just wanted time to think about it, and they wanted all these offers to expire as soon as they walked away. And I hate focusing on that part of the story, but they wanted to authenticate the ball, but they assured me that they would not do it for me, only if I gave it to them.
Plus, your brother, you said, was a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Pujols played for the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
What a great gift for your brother or your unborn child coming down the pipe here. Maybe that'd be a great heirloom for your kid, huh?
You know, I was going through a lot of possibilities, like, in the moment. You know, it was a really emotional day, and I saw a lot of, like, what I could do with it. But, after sleeping on it, I've taken the ball out. It makes people so happy. You know, it's just pure joy. And, I'd be wrong to keep it. I think it belongs in the hall. I offered it to Pujols for nothing. I mean, I just said, take it. Maybe charity if you want to. No big deal. But he's like, keep it if you don't want to put it in the Hall of Fame. So that's kind of what I'm thinking at this point.
Where physically is the ball right now?
It's in my safe. I have a nice safe in my closet. But there's a Teamster union across the street from my house, and there's a credit union there. I'm going to put in a safety deposit box today.
You could make a lot of money on that if you sold it.
You know, it feels wrong to sell, honestly. I love the game, and my family loves the game, and it's the people's ball at this point. And I've been offered money. I mean, the fans have really been humbling from both St. Louis and the Angels. You know, I've been offered just priceless memorabilia from just all over the country, and
season
I've been
tickets.
Offered $25,000 for it, and
really?
I can't do it.
Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm in school here in Detroit.
Do you have student loan debt by any chance?
Oh, you know it.
Think about that. There you are sitting. You should talk to Ray Kaplan. She's a friend of mine, and she'll help you manage that student debt. But in the meantime, you've got a baseball that would probably pay for a semester to a law school.
It'd pay for, a little over a year. Maybe I'm just lucky enough that I'm not desperate enough to need the money. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would, and I wouldn't blame anyone for selling it, but for myself, I guess I'm fortunate enough to be in a place in my life to where, I could really do the right thing or get money for charity or, Kurt Gibson's been talking, we've been communicating, and, he has Parkinson's, and he has a Parkinson's charity that, if MLB doesn't want to deal with me directly, which, I'm not sure what they're doing, maybe they did deal with him, and I can get some money for Parkinson's, so...
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, of all of the fans and all of the game, all the ballparks and all the joints in all the world, that it would land in your hands and you would have this attitude about it is really exceptional in every way. And for the record, I said, if Pujols wants to give you $50,000 for it, fine. He's made $150 million. He's not a bad guy, but all I'm saying is you're not a bad guy either for keeping it or cashing in on it. I'm 100% on board. You'd get no judgment from this microphone if you decided to keep it or sell it.
Well, thank you, sir. But again, the people that have been trying to buy it, they've been humbling too. Like, they just love Albert Pujols so much, and I wish he played for the Tigers. But like, they want to get the ball back to him, and they, you know, he means so much to them. And I guess these nostalgic baseball fans that are just sort of coming out of the woodwork now.
And as a Cub fan, I don't think I'd want to touch that ball.
Yeah, really. Well, nice to meet you. Congratulations. Financialrelief.com, by the way. Ray Kaplan, friend of mine. If you've got any student loan debt, she'll help you. But that's just that's the truth. But that's me just being silly here. It's sure nice to meet you. Congratulations on your 15 minutes of fame and how well you've handled it, Eli.
I wouldn't say that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go.